Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, Strange Brew. What's brewing? All right, Ned's done. Not before saying this, though.
Well, yeah, I'm the guy that's got to pay for things.
I love that he's got to pay for things. Shouldn't it be a guy who was born with $100 million? I would say so. But this is kind of a tragic quote because he's with Joe Biden and now the control of the Senate in the hands of the Democrats. That puts... You know, this is what they've been counting on. The Democrats have been sitting there counting on this. Destroy the economy because of COVID? It's no problem. Destroy the economy on top of the destroyed economy because of unions? It's no problem. Feds will bail us out. So he got a question today, just a little while ago, about a proposal in the state for a child tax credit. Yeah, who needs tax credits in the state? We're going to get bailed out by the feds.
Well, yeah, I'm the guy that's got to pay for things, and I'm the guy that's got to keep the budget in balance. I'm looking at our budget right now. I see how things have changed over the last few months, all for the better.
All for the better over the past few months. Isn't that amazing? As he sits there overseeing a shutdown economy, everything looks glorious to him.
Refundable earned income tax credit as part of his program.
Oh, he's talking about the president, I think.
Watching what's going
the incoming president.
Watching what's going on out of Washington, D.C., I think you're going to find from a president-elect Biden that he's going to have a significant refundable earned income tax credit as part of his program. It'll certainly help a lot of working families get through this tough time.
So would you rather Connecticut hold off and see what Congress or the Biden administration does?
I would. I'd like to see what the feds are doing to make sure that whatever we do is in coordination with their efforts.
This fits right into Ned's life, you know. What do you care if you get yourself in financial crisis when you have a rich daddy you can always go to? And that's how he's been running the state. Who cares how many businesses go under just because of shutdowns that have no positive effect on the outcomes with the virus? Because we'll get bailed out from Washington. This is no way to run anything. It's a tragic way to run anything, to have no cause and effect because you've always got a rich daddy there ready to write a big check for whatever amount of money in order to cover up the damage you've done so that you don't face the repercussions and so you don't have to change course. That's what Democrats do in the state over and over again. 860-522-9842. We'll get the rant line going. Coming up on WTIC. Good evening, WTIC. Todd here, producer Mike, on the phones, on the board. He's winding down. This is Tuesday after today. He's got 3 days left. Then he's off to Texas. And we're on our own here trying to survive without him. 860-522-9842. It's rant line time. The rant line number, 860-751-4698. You can call it anytime. Leave a message 24/7. That's the beauty of the rant line. One of the beauties.
Hey, Todd.
Yep.
The latest? President Biden is going to donate all his salary to charity, just like President Trump did. Yeah, right.
Yeah, I couldn't find any sign of him saying that.
Hi there. Here's my rant. I'm looking at tomorrow as being the Ides of January. It's the beginning of the end of our country. That's my rant.
How could it be the beginning of the end of the country when it's been, I mean, FDR, look what FDR did, what in starting in 1933 to institute socialism. That's 90 years ago almost.
Greetings, Todd, George, and Canton. Todd, just a couple of things. First of all, I just became clear that Kohl's and the Bed Bath Beyond is going to stop selling MyPillow. So like the Goya food boycott that backfired on them, everybody out there that needs a pillow, go buy one from MyPillow. Secondly, I've just become reacquainted with two of George Carlin's stellar routines. One of them is called It's a Club and You're Not a Member, and the other is about the Ten Commandments. I would recommend to folks, go out there on YouTube and check out the genius of George Carlin. And my last thing is to repeat the new mantra: what was the land of the free and the home of the brave is now the land of the fearful and the home of the compliant, unless you're a Trumpster. Thank you, Todd.
Thank you, George. Always good to hear from you. 860-522-9842. Don't forget, we take live phone calls as we go through the rants this hour. Nicholas Manchester, hello there.
Hello, sir. I'd like your comment on this. Tomorrow during the inauguration, about those soldiers that had that senator say that terrible thing about them, that 80% of them were white guys who voted for Trump, da-da-da-da-da. Tomorrow at the inauguration, what do you think would happen if that 80% took a knee?
Wow, that would be exciting.
What could they say? What could Biden's team say? It's okay to take a knee. They should.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Maybe you could spread it far and wide. That's the thing to do tomorrow.
Is this something you came up with yourself?
It's a funny thing. Somebody would ask me, is that original or did you make it up yourself?
And which one is it?
It's original. I can guarantee it. It's an idea that came, and I think it has a lot of merit. Both ways. The guys could make a statement, and the other side has to just suck it up.
Yes, it would be very effective. Thank you, Nicholas. Back to the rants.
Yo, 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 Todd. This is the candy wrapper. Empty head Ned, in 2022, you are going to be all through. It's been 2 years, and we've had enough of you. Things with your administration look bleak. You said we'd only be wearing these masks for only a few weeks. This COVID is just a bad cold. This plandemic is getting old. Empty head Ned, I'll leave you with one task. You have to let us unmask. Candy out. Have a good day, Todd. Bye-bye.
The candy wrapper is awesome. It doesn't even matter what he's saying. It's the way he says it that's just so cool, isn't it?
Hey, Todd. This is Bob from Weathersfield. You look, I'm pretty concerned what's going on, like you are. I mean, with the lockdowns and such, In some ways, freedom of speech has already been quelled in terms of people going to restaurants, bars, social gatherings. They're not openly talking about things. So in that regard, freedom of speech has already been somewhat quelled. Now, talk radio, where you are, Todd, is probably one of the last vestibules of free speech left. So we have to be real careful here. And I'm really worried about you guys.
Well, you should be, you know, everybody should be on alert when oppression appears to have a free ride, because you've got a biased media, you've got a majority in ascendancy, that is the Democrats taking control. It's a dangerous moment when they have an event like what happened 2 years ago that they can propagandize around and demonize people who believe in the American system of government, which is what they are all about. 860-522-WTIC. Let's go to Enfield and get Bob in here. Hey, Bob.
Yeah, we got to get Lamont to have Josh answer his questions. But gasoline up here in Bloomfield is $2.59 a gallon. It was $1.59 in Springfield election day. Now we got swearing-in day. It's up $1 a gallon. Drug prices, article in the paper that they're starting to increase in, at a rapid rate. So what else is going up? Food prices, food prices probably be going up. Boy, the Democrats are really running the show.
Excuse me, gas prices in Springfield 2 months ago were $1.59?
$1.59 on Parker Street in Springfield, $1.59. Now it's $2.59 here in Bloomfield. I'm looking at the prices, $2.99 for diesel. Was a dollar diesel about $2.29 2 months ago.
I don't recall seeing any prices below $2 a gallon for a long time. But is that like a freaky cheap gas station?
No, Pride. It was a normal price. They've always been low.
Well, I like that. All right, Bob. Thank you for the call.
But yeah, I'm the guy that's got to pay for things.
Yeah. He's the guy who's got to pay for things, so don't worry about it. He'll get the money from Washington. They'll take care of everything. 860-522-9842. Oh, man.
You're a snowflake.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Yes, Your Honor. I confess, I did spill some papers on the floor of the U.S. Capitol. I don't really remember it. I might have knocked over a chair or two. But it's not like I stole and destroyed 30,000 government emails, hammered government cell phones to bits, stole State Department secrets, and illegally stored sensitive material on a server hidden in my bathroom. No, Your Honor, I don't want any special treatment. I just want to be treated like Hillary Clinton. That's all.
That's all. 860-522-9842. The rant line number, it's always there for you. 751-4698.
Hi, Todd. As far as mugshots in the newspaper goes, you probably disagree with me, but I've always been opposed to publishing arrests. I think that they should never publish any arrest, but they should go into great detail about convictions. I think they should monitor all the courts, and when somebody's convicted, then the whole case can go in and they can write big articles about it. But these arrests, they never go in and rescind when somebody's found, you know, been acquitted, unless they're high profile. But if I were to be arrested, all my neighbors would know is I got arrested, because it'd be in every paper. But if I got acquitted, they would never know. They'd just say, hey, I thought you were going to jail. So I'm against publishing arrests, and I'm for publishing convictions. Thank you.
I hear what you're saying, but I think we should, everything government does is suspect in my mind. And as a result of that, we need information, as much transparency as possible. And that means we need to know who's being arrested, and we should know their race. This is in response to a story in the Current, where the Current is saying that it will no longer publish mugshots because it doesn't like to give out people's races, and therefore mugshots are problematic because you might be able to see the race of the people who get arrested. And yes, police arrest people inappropriately and illegitimately simply because they want to maybe crack down. For example, you know that guy Simon, what was his name, David Simon, who did that, what was that show called, The Wire? He was a beat writer in Baltimore, before he got into writing for television. And that's where he got his material for writing his cop shows. And he talked about how illegitimate the management of things is, how they rig things to make themselves look good. Like when the he talked about when the mayor of Baltimore, this is years ago, wanted to make himself look good by having the arrest rate go down, the crime rate. He wanted the crime rate to go down. Well, there was this spot where a lot of the people who got into trouble would hang around, a corner where they hung out, a couple of corners downtown. So when the mayor wanted to crack down, he would send the police down there and say, just arrest everybody on a Friday night. Because on Friday, the weekends would be a time of trouble. And if you got arrested on a Friday night, you'd be in there until Monday morning, until the court system was up and running again. So the crime rate went down because the criminals were in jail, illegally arrested for having done nothing wrong except being in the mayor's target. So the way we protect against the malfeasance, the only effective way we have to protect against the abuse of power that is inherent with power. You can't have abuse of power if people don't have power. And you can't expect there not to be abuse of power if people have power. So we need transparency. 860-522-WTIC. Ray, West Hartford. Hi, Ray.
Good afternoon. I'm not ranting, but I never listened to the governor giving us the spiel on COVID. But I happen to have it on his background music background sound today. And I happened to one of the last questions asked was from the Hartford Current. And the guy said, I understand that a number of negative tests had not been properly put through the computer system. Can you comment on that? And he said, I'll give it to my next in command. And the guy gets up and he says, yeah. He says, we've discovered there was an algorithm in the computer that was not properly coded right, and an awful lot of a number of negative items had not been properly coded in the system. And that was since May of 2019. Mm-hmm. May of 2020. And I said, I would have thought the follow-up question would have been, well, how many people were in that negative category that were not listed? Would that affect your metrics? Does that have some impact on any of those percentages you've been giving us for the last 6 months?
Yeah, and they didn't ask that, is what you're saying.
No, I know it. And I didn't know if that felt like that was an important point, that somebody would say, well, how could it not be recording negative tests of persons who were tested for COVID?
Yeah, and this is something I think that they like when this happens.
Well, yeah, anything they may like it, but I mean, they did the same thing in the last election, too.
Well, exactly. If we're in the dark and the numbers are bad, then they can tell us 6 months later, oh, those numbers were bad. We don't have the moment anymore, the moment of drama and the political strength of the moment for that to be a big deal or to be made into one when it actually is a big deal. Alex calling from Bristol. Hi, Alex.
Hey, Todd. Love the show and how you embrace free speech.
Thank you, sir.
Just wondering tomorrow who Biden's going to plagiarize his speech from.
Wow, that's really interesting. We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah.
That'll be fun to see. Maybe he'll use one of the old speeches. What was it? One of them was from MLK. Yes, that would be timely. He used one from a British member of parliament a couple of times, I think, when he was back in the plagiarism business. Remember? Maybe he'll use that one.
Got to draw on the classics, right?
I think that'd be great. Maybe you could take something from Queen Elizabeth and just sound very majestic. That would be awesome. Wouldn't that be awesome? If you just forgot where he grew up. I am a proud citizen of London. I'd love it if he did that. All right, we've got more rants coming up a little later. Tom Scott will be here. We'll talk some politics. Good evening, WTIC. We're doing our rants. 860-522-9842 for live calls jumping in on our rants.
Hi, Todd. I really didn't think I'd have to call the rant line twice, but I just heard on the news that the guy that runs MyPillow, his product has been removed from all Kohl's department stores and Bed Bath & Beyond. So I just want to say I'm going to both those places and give up my charge card. This is the start of a cancel culture that I will not be able to stand. Thank you.
Yeah, that's a good idea. But if you want something easier, which somebody else called in said, they're just going to order some pillows, and that's not a bad idea at all. You going to let me get Brent on, Mike? Is he coming on? No? Okay.
So the Honduran caravan, that big caravan.
Wait, we played that, didn't we? How did that get back? I'm Larry Bridgeport. Hello, Larry.
Yeah, hi, Todd. Happy New Year. Just a quick shout-out, if I could, to the Yankee Institute. They do have a petition on their website people can go to fight the tolls. You always talk about the plunderers up in Hartford. Well, while we're all focused on the inauguration and the vaccine and the virus, these politicians up in Hartford are going to try to shove through a tolls. So I think the listeners have to go to Yankee Institute, and they do have the petition online. If they could sign that, that would help us keep tolls out of the state.
YankeeInstitute.org. Thank you for the heads up, Larry. Good to remind people what's going on. It is important to keep people focused on that.
Hi, Todd. Thinking about the lack of an audience for Joe Biden's inauguration, and I guess that's why you have to have so many military personnel there so that there'll be some type of crowd, because nobody else is going to be there. It's funny that they're being forced to do that when they may not even have it supported them. How ironic. Take care.
It is kind of a funny situation to think about having a Zoom call inauguration with all the scaffolding set up and all the infrastructure and the protests not taking place or taking place, and the 25,000 or however many guards there, National Guardsmen there to protect it. It's pretty weird. Stay with us. Tom Scott coming up next. We'll have a great conversation with him. I know, because we always do. Well, it is such a moment in American history every 4 years. The change of power, this one certainly more dramatic than usual. Joining us now, Tom Scott, former state senator way back when he was just knee-high to a whatever. And here he is all grown up and talking politics with us on WTIC. How are you, Thomas? Nice to have you here.
Not too terribly bad. Always a pleasure to be with you on Tuesday afternoon. Todd, I'm not a big fan of protests when it comes to boycotts, that is, but I am in favor of counter boycotts when they're appropriate. You know, when that misfit from New York, AOC, attacked Goya, I did go out and use my personal purchasing power and doubled up on my Goya products. And that is something that all of us have the ability to do. And if they're going to go after the pillow guy, you know, I don't own any of his products. I don't know how his prices compare to, you know, your average pillow at Walmart's. But maybe that's something we should look into also.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. I mean, as soon as I hadn't thought of it, but when I heard it, I said, what a great idea. I've never bought one either. But now is the time to check it out. The Goya thing, it's interesting. It's interesting you mentioned about Goya, because that really worked, right? That propped
absolutely.
Up.
I mean, this was a case where I already knew about the product and enjoyed it and liked it very much, but it really convinced me to go out and double up on it because I didn't know anything about the CEO of Goya. I know about the story of that company and his father and so forth. But so many people cave to this stuff that I was concerned, frankly. So in my own way, I said, well, I'll go buy a few more cans. But it turns out that millions of people all over America did the very same thing and empowered that company. And he's never backed down, which is great to see.
It's interesting when there's a cultural connection or maybe just a sentimentality. If you're buying a certain product and you're used to it being part of your lives, you're really not interested in having somebody assign some political issue to it and interfering with your relationship to the brand.
Right. Right on.
So when it comes to brand, what's going on with the brand of Republicans with this moment that we're in? We were talking earlier about the idea of people's speech and rights to free speech being impeded by eager Democrats who want to use this moment to oppress the rights of Republicans and demonization. We might have touched on this last week, you and I forget, but demonizing the whole feeling of being patriotic and supporting the American system of government.
Yeah, the broad brush attack on those of us who support a certain American way of life, and again, Trump is almost incidental to that. The people on the other side, and this is not new. I mean, they even did it here in Connecticut during the income tax. The whole idea for the left was to demonize the movement and also to lie about what that tax meant to people. We see this on the national level in terms of demonizing a huge swath of American society who, again, would support in 2022 candidates who embrace the same policies that Trump did in his last 4 years, just as they would embrace a Republican candidate for president 4 years from now, whoever that is, who embrace these policies. So it is about policies. It is about our way of life. It is about a point of view, if you will. Call it an ideology, call it a philosophy, call it whatever you want. And the left is using this incident at the Capitol on January 6th and other events to broad brush and demonize an entire movement and try to intimidate us into silence. And it's a very dangerous trend. It's been going on for a long time now, but it's particularly bad now.
But Tom, I think people wonder why Republicans don't do this back. Democrats are the ones who don't believe in America. They're the ones who demonize the most basic foundational cornerstones of our society and the principles that uphold it. Why don't we turn this tactic on them?
Well, I think part of it is some of the people that we send to Washington and to state capitals don't have the core values that many people at the grassroots do. They're more weather vanes than they are ideologically committed to anything. And that includes people that have an R next to their name. But then there are others who, you know, start charging up the hill and look behind them and wonder where everybody is. And that's something that we can fix in our own way. We need to be more vocal. We need to get involved in campaigns. And I know I'm preaching to the choir here, Todd, but this is something I've talked about many, many times on your show. We have it within us to level the playing field. If the Democrats in Connecticut, for example, in the next gubernatorial election in 2022 have 15,000 volunteers statewide, we will not match them. But you know what? We don't have to, because we're not hiring mercenaries. We would be relying on volunteers. If the average person listening to your show understood how much influence they have and how much influence they would have if they stepped up and helped a well-run campaign, or for that matter, stepped up and got involved in an important issue like tolls, for example, or like regional zoning or like regional education or any of these things that are coming up are now, you know, he's got this guy Scanlon, who's the new House chairman of the tax writing committee in Connecticut, who's pushing a tax break, he claims, for the middle and working class people of this state. But what he's
a
really
child tax
oil.
Credit.
It's just snake oil. And there are so many places and issues and campaigns where people could really make a difference. And I know it's hard for some people to believe, but I've been there and I've often wondered in close elections, imagine if we had another 25 volunteers in a state Senate race or 15 volunteers in a state rep race or 250 more volunteers in a gubernatorial race. It would have made the difference.
All right, hold on a sec. We're talking to Tom Scott, who used to be in politics himself and now dabbles in it on the side. Well, not on the sidelines, but from the side. He's there giving advice and knowledge to people seeking office. Talking to Tom Scott, as we do every week at this time. But, Tom, you kind of shifted this away from people who hold elective office and towards the citizens. But I'm more interested in, at this moment, with why it is that there's so little marketing of political ideas done by people on the right. I feel like we've lost a lot of America because Republicans have sat around and done nothing while it got taken away, and that Democrats have been very, very organized in terms of their ideology and what it is they're working towards, and that is grow the government, make the government big and destructive the way, well, totally the opposite of the way our society is supposed to be. But talk about that like that's America. Oh, these are our values. We need protection from the government. We need the government taking all our money away so they can decide who to give it to. And Republicans haven't been making the counter argument, I don't think. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I do. I mean, there are obviously plenty of exceptions to that. But as Ronald Reagan called it, the pale pastels. And there need to be bright lines so that there's no misunderstanding, even among casual observers out there who vote, the swing voter, if you will, the persuadable voter. There need to be clear differences. We've heard people call your show and talk about, you know, Democrat light to describe the approach of some Republican office holders. There ought to be clear, bright line differences, because there are fundamental differences in the Republican Party versus the Democratic Party. There are full spectrum conservatives in the Republican Party, and there are people who are simply center right. In the Democratic Party, you'll find full spectrum hardcore leftists and sort of the center left, although the hardcore leftists now control that party on the national level and now, you know, at much of the local level as well. You're spot on. We've got to give people – look at Georgia. I mean, if we were clearer as a party nationally and had been for years, by time that special election rolled around in Georgia a couple of weeks ago, Perdue lost by, what, 0.3%? Are you telling me we couldn't have found another point or two by simply being clear-eyed in what we stand for? Of course we could have.
Yeah. And the things we stand for are so beautiful, and the things that liberty delivers are so beautiful compared to what oppressive big government delivers. And right now, I feel like in the debate of ideas, the average American thinks the oppressive form of government is the superior one because they've got free checks dropping into their bank accounts they didn't even ask for, and they think that's wonderful. How do you not think that's wonderful? When you're the recipient of easy money, it looks great.
We should never apologize for our country. We should tell the story of America, and by the way, how we have evolved, and tell that story warts and all. But we should be positive and upbeat, like Ronald Reagan talking about the shining city on a hill. we've got a message, and it's a better message than the other side. If only we would enunciate it. And don't, you know, we can't whine about the press and the media and academia and the entrenched government bureaucracy. That's baked in. It is what it is, and we're not going to change that unless we control the levers of power. So, and I realize that we've got the Ministry of Truth over there in Silicon Valley with Facebook and Google and Twitter, you know, telling people what they can say and can't say. Well, that's why we have to start looking at alternatives. You know, the American Revolution was almost started and ultimately won by things like the Committee on Correspondence. Now, I only point that out to say there were a lot of brave souls who found ways to communicate. And we can certainly do that in America. There were 75 plus million people who voted for a way of life when they voted for Donald mm-hmm. Trump in November of 2020. So don't be bashful. And you know, we can't change Facebook, Twitter, and Google right now, but we can talk to our neighbors and our friends and our coworkers and people we go to church and synagogue with. And we need to raise those voices. I understand some people are concerned about losing their jobs and they need to protect their families. I get that. But those of us who have a voice and have the ability to speak out about this un-American cancel culture need to speak up every chance we get, which is why I'm so thrilled to be with you again today.
All right, Tom. So we've got 2 minutes left. Pretend you're briefing Donald Trump on what he should do with his next few months and the next few years.
Well, that would be presumptuous, but let me go back to your original question, which was the status of the Republican Party right now. I think that's how you put it. How do we see it? It's evolving. Okay. And Donald Trump's role is going to be a significant role, whatever he decides to do, whether he wants to establish a PAC and help candidates that he supports financially, whether or not he wants to endorse candidates, whether or not he wants to create a grassroots organization, not unlike what Barack Obama did, by the way, with his organization. I forget what it was called, but he got millions of dollars into it, and they actually built the grassroots mm-hmm. organization. Maybe that's what Donald Trump will do. I don't know. And I don't think anybody, you know, could successfully advise the president one way or the other anyway. It is what it is.
Well, you could successfully advise him. He might unsuccessfully listen.
if you ask me to be clairvoyant here for a moment, which you didn't, but I'll take it upon myself.
No, go for that. You've got 1 minute.
What is he going to do in 4 years? I have no idea. But if you force me to give you an answer, I'd say he's not going to run again.
But what do you think quickly? What's his opportunity right now?
Well, his opportunity is to consolidate the forces within this country who got him elected in 2016 and who supported him again in 2020, because the reason people voted for him is as relevant now as it was in 16 and again in 2020. All those issues that he enunciated, again, they're bigger than Donald Trump. He may have been the vessel. He may have been the only one in the Republican Party willing to say these things, whether it's illegal immigration or trade or, I mean, you name it. Those issues are not going away anytime soon.
Okay, so the void that he filled still exists is what you're saying. I'm interrupting because we have to wrap up.
It absolutely does, and it may even be more powerful 4 years from now.
Tom Scott, thank you, sir. We'll see you again next week. Happy what do you call it tomorrow?
Inauguration Day.
Yes, that's it. Inauguration Day tomorrow. I was going to call it Immigration Day because it's going to be that too. All right. Thank you, Thomas. We'll talk to you again next week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.